Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, June 27th, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. According to an email to employees seen by the Wall Street Journal, YouTube began internally testing a service to play games on its web and mobile apps called Playables. Right now, only one game was detailed in that email, an arcade game called Stack Bounce. In a statement, YouTube's Alex McQuiston said, "We're always experimenting with new features, but have nothing to announce right now." The European Commission and EU member states committed 220 million euros to establish 4 testing and experimentation facilities for AI. These will serve as physical and virtual facilities to test models in real-world environments. Each facility will focus on a different sector: manufacturing, healthcare, agriculture and food, and cities and communities. All 4 will be operational by January 2024. Google confirmed to 9to5Google that repair parts for the Pixel Fold will be available through iFixit, including batteries and to repair both the inner and outer screens. This is the first foldable to offer first-party support for DIY repairs. Netflix removed its ad-free 720p basic tier in Canada for new and rejoining customers, although current subscribers will retain access. That tier had cost $9.99 Canadian a month. Now, Netflix tiers in Canada go from $5.99 for an ad-supported tier to $16.99 for its standard plan. No word if Netflix plans to phase out similar tiers in other markets. The social app IRL is shutting down. This comes after a report last week from The Information claiming the vast majority of IRL's reported 20 million users were either automated or bots. An internal investigation by IRL's board of directors found bots accounted for 95% of accounts. Meta rolled out Messenger supervision controls in its family center in the US, UK, and Canada. This allows parents to enroll teens using the standard Messenger app, letting parents make changes to contacts, privacy and safety settings, and limit time in the app. Instagram also rolled out its quiet mode globally. This feature pauses notifications and auto-replies to DMs that users are taking a break. And Meta expanded Instagram's take-a-break notifications to Facebook. Telegram CEO Pavel Durov announced the popular messaging app will add a stories feature in early July. Durov says this comes from user requests, with over half of all feature requests related to adding stories. Users can choose who can see their stories, choose an expiration time anywhere from 6 to 48 hours, and save them to profiles. Twitter expanded the tweet length for Twitter Blue subscribers to 25,000 characters, up from 10,000. TikTok announced a new Creative Challenge program, which will allow creators to submit high-quality, well-edited original content for brands. If brands choose to use the content, creators can earn revenue based on views and clicks. The program is open to users 18 and over with at least 50,000 followers. TikTok also began notifying users it will close its BeReal clone, TikTok Now. Meta announced WhatsApp Business surpassed 200 million monthly active users, up from 50 million it announced in July 2020. WhatsApp Business also added the ability to create click-to-WhatsApp ads without a Facebook account. Axios reports Amazon is recruiting small businesses in 23 U.S. states for something it calls Amazon Hub Delivery Service, in an attempt to expand its last-mile delivery network. Amazon will recruit businesses in 20 dense cities in the U.S., including Boston, New York, Los Angeles, and Seattle. Amazon Delivery Service partner drivers drop off 20 to 50 packages headed to customers at a local business that's agreed to be a hub. Those businesses would then deliver those packages to their final destination. Amazon hopes to partner with 2,500 small businesses by the end of the year. Insta360 announced the Go3 Action Cam. This includes a thumb-sized main camera unit with a detachable action pod that includes a 2.2-inch wireless display and additional battery life. The Go3 camera records up to 2.7K, adds a second microphone, is waterproof up to 5 meters, and can record up to 170 minutes when attached to that action pod. It's available now starting at $379.99. NVIDIA and the cloud data analytics company Snowflake announced a partnership to let customers build AI models using their own data. NVIDIA will embed its NeMo platform into Snowflake Data Cloud. Existing Snowflake customers will be able to use their data for model training. Apple plans to open applications for Vision Pro Developer Kit hardware in July. It will also open 6 Vision Pro developer labs in Cupertino, London, Munich, Shanghai, Singapore, and Tokyo, where developers can test and optimize apps with direct Apple support. And finally, speaking to investors, Nintendo president Shintaro Furukawa said the company plans to use Nintendo accounts to smooth the transition from the Switch to a next-generation console. Nintendo's previous Wii U and 3DS consoles used Nintendo Network IDs that didn't automatically transfer to Nintendo accounts. Furukawa also said there are now over 290 million Nintendo accounts across consoles and mobile. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. And if you enjoyed the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.